This is the Gwinnett County Public Library Podcast. I am Steve Thomas, branch manager at the Buford Library, and we're going to talk about a digital literacy workshop that several of our staff members attended back in September. So we're going to go around the room and kind of give some general first impressions. Melissa, do you want to start?
Sure. Hello, my name is Melissa. I'm the public services librarian at Centerville Branch, and my impressions of the workshop were that it was very helpful for our, especially guests for our day-to-day customer interactions when we're helping customers with technology, and also when we're working with staff alongside staff and doing training.
Right, Jeff.
I'm excuse me. I'm Jeff Poole. I'm I'm an associate
and
at Centerville.
Tech rep.
And
also the tech rep.
And the tech rep at Centerville, the Centerville branch. My general impressions were the big thing that they kind of told us was to be hands-off, to let the customer make mistakes, that making mistakes and experimenting is the best way that adults learn. I also, they did talk some about, like, teaching staff or training staff, and that we should you should try and keep it fun, which I think was a good goal.
Doris?
I'm Doris Sumner, a library associate at Hamilton Mill Branch and also the tech rep there. It was a very useful workshop for me. Do quite a bit with customer training because we do have classes and, of course, computer classes, of course, book a librarian appointments. And I think the top tip that I got out of it was it went to use teaching moments when somebody's on a computer, like a customer is on the computer, and they ask you to come over, to actually pull a chair up, don't hover over them, and then spend a few moments if you have time and get to their level. And we also talked about staff training and getting staff up to speed on technology. And I have noticed that sometimes that is an issue. Some of the staff are behind others. And I have a large part in training staff as well, so that was very helpful. And the fun ways to learn, I've been looking at some of those. What we did was put on post-it notes and put it to on the wall, what we thought were good ideas to engage staff in learning, and then that list was composed and sent to us by email. So we got a big, long list of ideas. And that's pretty good, too. And I know the first thing I tried to do is actually find out for my next training for staff to find out what it is that they want to learn instead of just thinking, oh, what do I need to teach them? So I sent out a little survey. So I'm really trying to put some of these things into practice. So we're going to be doing this more and more. And I also thought the teacher was very good. She spoke it at the correct pace. She didn't go too fast through things, but she also didn't go on and on about one point. It just was very well in time. It was just very well organized. It was just a good, it was a good workshop.
Sheila?
Okay. I'm Sheila O'Malley, the new customer contact center manager. And one of the things that I took away from this is handling customers that might call in over the phone. And you know, I'm not going to be able to do a lot of hands-on stuff anymore because I'll be more behind the scenes. But this training gave me tips for, you know, addressing somebody's knowledge of their device over the phone and trying to figure out where they are in the process of using our digital on and downloadable resources. And, you know, being patient and giving them the time to explain what they know, how far they've gotten, and then going back to them and helping them get to that next step or the, you know, the next steps so they can successfully navigate our site and download books or audio or whatever it is that they need. You know, my interest in teaching customers about, you know, digital literacy is to empower them to be able to, you know, do things on their own, to you know, figure out solutions to the problems that they face when they're trying to use their devices or using our resources. And so, you know, one thing that I, you know, that I took also took from this was that I have the ability as a librarian to help them feel empowered so that they aren't afraid to try something new, and they aren't afraid to ask for help when they're not sure what they're doing. And I, like Doris, I also felt like the presenter was very passionate about this topic, and the training was well, you know, well presented. And it just, it gave, you know, gave you a lot to think about in terms of what was important, what might be important to your, you know, to your customers. And they could be starting at the very beginning with a mouse, you know, all the way up to someone who has six devices and they have, are, you know, different apps on different devices and they need help, you know. It's something really cool to think about, and, you know, and we have tools to be able to handle, you know, all of those situations, so.
Joshua?
All right. I'm Joshua Beasley. I'm a library associate at the Suwannee branch and also the tech liaison. What I really got out of the digital literacy workshop was how to approach digital literacy, technology, what have you, with less stress, just with customers and with other training staff. It's okay to admit that you don't know the answer to a technology question. And one of the best quotes I got out of it was to approach any tech question just like a reference question. So, you know, if a customer comes up and asks me how to build a deck, I don't know how to do that. But if someone comes up with a technology question that I don't know how to do, I approach it the same way. I pull up our reference resources, go online, just Google if I have to, approach it that way, see what our resources have, and then try to give that to the customer so they can teach themselves as well. I also really enjoyed how some of the training ideas that she presented. So just for staff to make it non-pressure, make it fun, like Jeff said. And I've tried to implement a couple of those things at the Suwannee branch since I got back. So I know several branches already do a tech tip for customers, but now I've started a weekly training tip for staff too, where it's just kind of a fun exercise to do something that maybe you don't get to do all the time, like interlibrary loans, or grouping holds, just kind of a refresher for staff on how to use Polaris Leap and some of our databases.
Okay. And a lot of times when we attend these kind of things, I always feel like, in a good way, that GCPL is usually on the cutting edge of these things. We're on the front end. We're doing a lot of the stuff that they're already talking about. Did you guys feel that with this, that we're already doing a lot of the stuff that the other libraries were talking about doing? And cause it sounds like they talked about things like booking appointments, and obviously we do book a librarian, and we've been doing that for a while. Did you guys get that sense out of this workshop?
Yes, definitely. And I felt that our new customer service model also modeled this really well. Since we aren't stuck behind a desk, we actually get to go out into the stacks. We can sit down with someone with their tablet and their device and work with them, sit alongside with them, go to the computers, just move within the branch and move to where the customer is and help them with their technology. So, and you already mentioned the book librarian, so I do feel that it goes along with us.
Did anybody else have any other specific things that you tried to implement? Like Joshua talked about the little weekly tech tip kind of thing. Anything that you brought back from the workshop that you already implemented or that you're thinking about implementing in your branch?
Something that I think would be useful, you know, in terms of our online, you know, our like Ask GCPL or our resources, I'm hopefully going to put together some kind of public-facing question that people can refer to. With, you know, there's a lot of links and information in the packet that we got from the class, and I'm hoping I can put together an answer that people can refer to when they have, you know, digital-related questions. I try to make it kind of broad, with links that they can get to more specific things and also links to training exercises. So.
I was just going to say, it's not exactly something we've implemented as a branch, but on a like personally, I've been trying to do a better job putting myself in the customer's shoes. Like we've talked a lot about being on the customer's level, and it's both something you can do physically by sitting rather than hovering over them, but also try and put yourself where they are in their technology skill level, and that, like, take a breath. Like, a lot of times when I'm in the branch, I feel rushed. But if I could take a breath and think about where they're coming from, sometimes it's easier to kind of give them the help they need to get just the task they're trying to do done.
One of the other things I've tried to implement, it was the advice about not always going to the more tech-oriented staff member for help and trying to figure it out yourself or ask other staff members. And I've tried to encourage other staff members to do the same. And it's actually been working out pretty well because it gives that person a break, that go-to tech person a break. And it also helps you increase your digital literacy and work on your tech skills. And so you aren't using that person as a crutch or people and saying, oh, well, they can figure it out, because we all need to work together and help our customers. So I thought that was a good point, because sometimes we don't realize that we're always doing that. And it made me step back and say, okay, then we need to work on focusing on that.
Right, and give you the confidence that,
yes, you had
the knowledge in your heart the whole time.
Yes.
Along those lines, too, with trying to empower some of just the staff, because mm-hmm. we have a lot of new staff, and we have even some of the older staff that aren't quite comfortable with technology. In the work area in the back, I've also put up a suggestion box, like an anonymous training suggestion box. So if they are nervous that, hey, I should already know this, or I don't want to be yelled at or viewed differently for not knowing this training. So we've already gotten two anonymous suggestions on what to train with, and that way I've just done broad training on those two subjects without making them feel if they've done something wrong or they should have already known.
I'd like to jump back to the customer a little
sure.
bit. Some of the tips I learned in working with them, I think, really helped me, because not long after we came back from this thing, I had a book a library and appointment, and the person knew nothing about computers. So I thought, well, what is going to be best for them? Mouse skills. So I did a quick search for a mouse skill tutorial and went through the whole thing. Well, not the whole thing. We got in the hour's time, we got through most of it, and she was very appreciative, because she would have been too afraid to just open that website on her own and start working with it, but that got her started. So I think it really helped, because at the workshop, we talked about just meeting them where they are, and it especially works well if you have a customer who can tell you where they are and communicate well, which this lady could do. And then I think we also got some tips about the customers that don't communicate to us so well what they want, to ask those same kind of reference interview questions to make sure we know what it really is that they need.
Yeah, it sounds like there was a good mix of working with customers and with staff to bring digital literacy up. All right, guys, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge about this digital literacy workshop. Does anybody have any final words or anything before we wrap up? All right, thanks a lot.